好像我们的聚会才进入高潮，已经少了一半的人了。
It seems that we've come to the best part of our meetings, but we only got half of the people left.
耶稣讲道，有一次讲完道以后，人都走光了。
One time after Jesus preached, after he finished, everybody left.
Right. 感谢主，这几天让我们在他的面前丰富的领受神的祝福，神的话语。
We thank the Lord for he allow us to receive his abundance word and his abundance blessings in the last few in these few days.
我们深深的相信。神用他的话按照我们每一个人不同的需要来供应我们。
We deeply believe that according to God's word He will supply and provide for us according to our own each different needs.
今天下午我要继续我昨天下午所交通的这一章圣经。
So this afternoon I'm going to continue to share upon the other half of the chapter of the Bible from yesterday.
好，如果你还记得的话，是哪一章哪一节啊
？If you still remember, do you know where which chapter we've been talking?
好，《使徒行传》第七章。
Acts chapter 7。
我们昨天是看完两个人。
Yesterday we finished looking at two people.
一个是亚伯拉罕。一个是约瑟。
One's Abraham, the other was Joseph.
今天我们要下来继续看后面三个人。
So today we'll continue to look at the other three people.
请我们从第七章的第十八节开始。
We'll start reading from chapter 7, verse 18.
我们要从十八节念完这个三十六节。
We'll start reading from verse 18 through 36.
我要节省时间呢，我们昨天是一节中文念完又再重复英文，今天不这样做，今天我要请我们的姐妹跟我轮着读，我读好比说我读十八节，她就读十九节，我们这样子一句一句往下走。
In interest of time, we'll take turns in reading in Chinese and English, but not translating. So we'll just follow on each verse.
对，七章十八节，直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起。
This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live.
那时摩西生下来。俊美非凡，在他父亲家里抚养了三个月。
But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son.
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
他以为弟兄必明白神是借着他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。哦，是不是我跳了一节？
跳了。
哦，对不起。二十四，到了那里，看见他们一个人受冤屈，就护庇他，为那个受欺压的人报仇，打死了那个埃及人。
25. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand.
第二天，遇见两个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦，说你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？
But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed them away, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge over us?
难道你要杀我，像昨天杀那埃及人吗？
Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons.
过了四十年，在西乃山的旷野，有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。
When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him.
我是你列祖的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西战战兢兢，不敢观看。
Then the Lord said to him, Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground.
我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了，他们悲叹的声音我也听见了。我下来要救他们，你来，我要差你往埃及去。
This Moses, whom they rejected, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge, is the one God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush.
这人领百姓出来，在埃及，在红海，在旷野，四十年间行了神迹奇事。
Just finish reading 36.
那曾对以色列说我们哦，我刚刚说，那我刚刚应该说的是五十六节。
Oh, we should read through to verse 56.
对对对。
This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear."
这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与你与那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在。并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。
Whom our fathers would not obey, but rejected, and in their hearts they turned back to Egypt.
对亚伦说，你且为我们造些神像，在我们前面引路，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。
And they made a calf in those days, offered sacrifices to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands.
神就转脸不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上的日月星辰，正如先知书上所写的，说以色列家，你们四十年间在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？
You also took up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of your god Ramphan.Images which you made to worship, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕，是神吩咐摩西叫他照着所看见的样式做的。
Which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David.
大卫在神面前蒙恩。祈求为雅各的神预备居所。
But Solomon built him a house.
其实，至高者并不住人手所造的，就如先知所言。
Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?
这一切不都是我所造的吗？
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did. So do you.
哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫的呢？他们也把预先传说那异者要来的人杀了。如今你们又把那异者卖了杀了。
Who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it?
众人听见这话就极其恼怒，向斯提凡咬牙切齿。
But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
就说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。我们还需要再读一些旧约的圣经，来帮助我们了解他这段话的意思。
We'll need to look into the Old Testament to help us understand the meaning of these words.
先我们要看出埃及记。
Let's go to Exodus first.
我们要看这个二十章。
Chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章是颁布十诫。
Exodus 20 is the place where God gave the Ten Commandments.
我们就读第一节到第五节。
We'll read the first five verses.
神吩咐这一切话说,
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
除了我以外,你不可以有别的神。
You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
不可以跪拜那些像，也不可以侍奉他，因为我耶和华的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。可以了。那么我们来看列王记上十二章。
Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上。
1 Kings chapter 12.
十二章。这段圣经是讲所罗门王死了以后。
This passage talks about the, after the death of King Solomon.
他的国就列为两半。北国跟南国。
His kingdom was split into two, the northern and the southern kingdoms.
北国这个王叫做耶罗波安。
The king in the northern kingdom, his name is Jeroboam.
你看他做了什么事。
Look at what he did.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
到二十八节。
Through 28.
也是让我跟翻译的姐妹轮流读。
We'll read it alternatively.
耶罗波安在以法莲山地建筑事件，就住在其中，又从事件出去建筑皮诺以勒。
And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now the kingdom may return to the house of David.
这民若上耶路撒冷去，在耶和华的殿里献祭，他们的心必归向他们的主犹大王罗波安，就把我杀了，人归犹大王罗波安。
Therefore the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.
好，再看一处，列王记下十七章。
Let's now look at 2 Kings chapter 17.
列王记下十七章，我们要看三十六节到四十一节。
Second Kings chapter 17, we'll start reading from verse 36 through 41.
对，十七列王记下十七章三十六节，但那能用大能和伸出来的膀臂领你们出埃及地的耶和华，你们当敬畏跪拜。向他献祭。
Verse 37, And the statutes, the ordinances, the law, and the commandments which he wrote for you, you shall be careful to observe forever. You shall not fear other gods.
我耶和华与你们所立的约，你们不可以忘记，也不可以敬畏别神。
But the Lord your God you shall fear, and he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies.
他们却不听从，人照先前的风俗去行。
So these nations feared the Lord, yet served their carved images. Also their children and their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did, even to this day.
最后我们读一处小先知书里面的阿摩斯书第五章。
Last place we look at in the Minor Prophet, Book of Amos, Chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第五章。
Amos chapter 5.
从二十五节到二十七节。
We'll start reading from verse 25 through verse 27.
以色列家，你们在旷野四十年，岂是将祭物和供物献给我呢？
You also carried Sikoth your king and Chin, your idols, the star of your gods, which you made for yourselves.
所以我要把你们掳到大马士革以外，这是耶和华为耶和华为万军之神说的。好，我们圣经就读这么多。
We'll conclude our scripture reading for now.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们恭敬地来到你自己的诗人座前。
Dear Lord, we come before your throne of grace.
求你的宝血来遮盖我们。
We ask for your blood to cleanse us, to cover us.
让我们能与你之间没有任何的隔阂。
So there's no hindrance between you and I.
你自己的圣灵可以自由的运行在我们中间。
That your Holy Spirit can work freely among us.
圣灵可以向我们每个人的心来说话。
The Holy Spirit can speak to each heart here.
求你开通我们心中的耳朵。
May you open the ears of our heart.
让我们能够听见圣灵在这个时候向众教会所说的话。
So we can hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to all the churches at this moment.
让我们听得见，也能够照着去行。
So that we can hear and we are able to follow.
愿你的名，你的旨意。
May your name and your will be accomplished.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天下午我们要继续昨天所讲的这一章第七章斯蒂凡的见证。
So this afternoon we'll continue where we left off yesterday in chapter 7, the testimony of Brother Stephen.
他不是十二个使徒之一的。
He's not one of the 12 apostles.
他只不过是耶路撒冷教会七个执事中间的一位。
He was but only one of the 7 deacons in the church of Jerusalem.
但是这位弟兄他不但在圣灵的充满里头能够服侍那一个时候的教会大概有上万人每天他们的饭食。
This brother not only after being filled by the Holy Spirit, he was able to serve over 10,000 people in that church upon the matter of food.
而且他对神的话语也有非常深厚的根底。
Also he had a deep foundation upon the word of God.
所以有许多的人来到耶路撒冷要跟他辩论关于神的真理。
So a lot of people who came to Jerusalem, they want to debate with him, discuss with him the truth of God.
他靠着圣灵的能力能够把神的道讲得非常的清楚，那些人都抵挡不住他。
And so by the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to clearly explain the truth to them and they were not able to resist him.
那反对他的人就非常的恼恨。
And those who were against him, they were very mad.
他们甚至去用钱去买一些人来做假见证来控告斯蒂芬。
To the point that they will bribe for someone to give him false accusations.
就把他拉到公会在大祭司的面前受审。
And so they took him before the Sanhedrin, the council, to be judged by the high priest.
就跟当年主耶稣被拉到大祭司面前受审是一样的一个背景。
It's the same background as in that year when Jesus was taken before the council and being judged.
所以神给斯蒂凡有一次的机会能够在整个犹太教这个大的系统底下来为耶稣做见证。
So God gave Stephen this chance in this great system of Judaism that he was able to give a testimony for Jesus.
所以这篇讲道是非常非常重要的一篇为耶稣做的见证。
So this sermon is a very important testimony for Jesus.
而我昨天提到了，你如果读完这一章圣经，你就会发现这篇见证所引起的那一个大的分裂是很难想象的。
So I mentioned this yesterday. After this sermon was delivered, the repercussion, the consequence that caused a great split was it's hard to imagine.
反对他的人叫咬牙切齿。这篇见证讲完之后
，After he delivered the message, those who were against him they gnashed their teeth and they were mad.
他们拿起石头就要砸死他。
They wanted to pick up stones and kill him.
因为他讲的话他们受不了。
Because his words were intolerable to them.
这个人讲简直就是亵渎的话，他们要替天行道，把这个异端把它干掉。
And this person is speaking blasphemous words that they would take judgment for heaven and just kill him.
但是这个人的脸上却发出一个天使的光芒。
And yet from this person's face, he's shining a light from like angel.
他在那里做一个很重要的宣告。
He made an important proclamation.
他说我看见天开了。
He said, I see the heavens open.
我看见人子站在父宝座的右边。
He said, "I see the Son of Man sitting next to the on the right hand of the Father."
所以你就会发现，在这一个危机的时刻
，at this moment of crisis，
耶稣站在他的宝座上旁边，就欢迎这一个教会第一个殉道者。
Jesus was standing next to the throne welcoming this first martyr of the church.
在历史里头很多的人为耶稣为耶稣的道寻道，在旧约里面也有很多的先知为神的道寻道。
And in history, there are many martyrs that gave their life for the Lord. And in even Old Testament, a lot of people, prophets, gave their lives.
但是你会发现，这里这个人寻道的时候，耶稣是站起来的。
But yet you discover here for this person to die for the Lord, Jesus stood up.
换而言之
，In other words,
你所说的话就是我要说的话。
What you have said are exactly the words that I'm going to say.
所以。我们每一个学习要为耶稣做见证的门徒们
So each one of us who want to learn to testify for the Lord as a disciple
我们真的需要好好的看在第一个世纪里头这些使徒们这些见证人他们是怎么样来准确的表达这个见证
So we need to take a careful look in the first century how these disciples, these witnesses, how they accurately bear the testimony
好那么我们昨天看见的两个人
So yesterday we looked at two persons
你看到这两个人的身上是分成两组人
So from these two characters we see that they are divided into two groups
亚伯拉罕出来的时候一共四个人出来的
When Abraham left there were four of them
这四个人一起同行走了一条漫长的旅程。
These four people walk together a long trip.
看起来他们都是跑这条所谓信心之路的人。
It seems that they are all walking on this way of faith.
也付了一定的代价，离开了他们自己的家乡，离开了一切的事业，开始等于是重启炉灶。
They all paid a certain price. They left their hometown, they left their businesses behind, and they went to the new place and settled down again.
但是你会发现这条路是一个漫长的路。
You realize this has been a long journey.
走走走走走，一个人走了。
They walked for a long while and then one left.
再走走走走走，又一个人走了。
They continued to walk and then another left.
所以真正走到最后神要他们去的地方的，就是两个人。
When they finally reached the destination where God wanted them to go, there were only two left.
那细节我就不解释了，总是让你们看清楚了。当他开始讲这个整个犹太人这两千年历史的回顾的时候，我要你注意这中间的差别。
And so I will not go into the detail, but I want you to look at this history of 2,000 years that he went over, but he's paying attention to this particular detail.
然后他就提到了第二个人，就是约瑟。
And then he mentioned the second character,
Joseph. 那他是跟十二个兄弟在一个爸爸雅各底下彼此做兄弟的。
And so he was one of the 12 siblings live under their father Jacob's house.
都是基督徒家庭长大的，对吧？
And they all grew up in a Christian family.
所以这一个十二个人也分成两组，十一个哥哥是一个，兄弟是一个，这个约瑟是另外一个。
And so these 12 brothers were divided into two groups, 11 on one group and Joseph on the other group.
你就会发现他这十二个兄弟在这两组人身上也有完全不一样的价值观，不一样的眼光。
And so you realize these two groups among the 12, they have different value systems and different ideas and eyesight.
好，这个故事昨天讲过了。
So I told the stories yesterday.
那他第三个人就提到了摩西。
So now the third character is Moses.
这个人是从亚伯拉罕算起，大概过了500年。
So if we count from Abraham, it's 500 years later we come to Moses.
帮助我们对整个的历史有一个简单的时间的感觉。
So that we have a concept of time through history.
他这篇讲到是横跨2000年犹太人的历史。
And so this history spanned 2000 years.
从亚伯拉罕开始。
From Abraham on.
一直到主耶稣。
Until the Lord Jesus is just 2000 years.
对，那么头一个500年就来到了摩西。
So after the first 500 years, we come to Moses.
第二个500年就来到了大卫。
The second 500 years, we come to David.
如果你还醒的话，我就问你，大卫到耶稣就几千多少年了
？If you're still awake, how many years left from David to Jesus?
啊，一千年。
How many years? 1,000 years.
都是醒的，还不错。
Okay, you're still awake. That's good.
啊。所以大卫到耶稣就是一千年。
So from David to Jesus, there are 1,000 years.
所以你能够看得出来，这个都是关键时刻， 神会做一些重要的事。
So you see, these are key moments that God will do something important.
在摩西的身上，
Upon Moses,
他讲的是在篇幅上来讲最多，在整个这三讲章里头，摩西的历史讲的最多。
And so in this particular message, it took up the most space.
你可以看到他的历史很自然的就分成头四十年，后四十年，最后又四十年。
So you're looking at the history of Moses is naturally divided into the first 40 years, the middle 40 years, and the last 40.
那么头四十年在这一段话里头很简单的给他下了一个结论。
So in the first 40 years, very simply, it gave a summary.
他本来该死的，对吗？要淹死的犹太人的一个男孩。
Well, he was destined to die as a Jewish boy, that he was going to be drowned.
但是在神的保守里面，父母亲就把他用一个皮草箱留，把这条小这个小 baby 就留下来了。
And so under God's care, God saved his life by and his parents put him into a crib and
那么摩西这个名字的意思就是从水里面拉上来的。
And the name Moses means that he's saved from the water.
表面看起来他是被法老的妹妹带回皇宫了。
On the surface, he was saved by a daughter of, of a sister of Pharaoh from, and brought into the palace.
所以他就变成好像是这一个从小就长在这个皇宫的里面。
So he grew up in the palace.
所以他得到的最好的教育，最好的条件。
So he received the best education and all the best conditions.
但是神主宰的权柄里头，没有想到那个说的奶妈就是他自己的亲生母亲。
In God's sovereignty, they didn't expect that his nanny was his nurse was actually his real mother.
那么在这个养大的过程中，他不但养育这个儿子长大，而且告诉他你是谁。
In bringing up her son, not only she was nurturing him, she also told him who he truly was.
所以一面他知道他自己真正的身份。
So on the one hand, he knew who he was, his identity.
另一面却在埃及，我们刚刚读的那段话里说，他学尽了埃及一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
And so on the other hand, it says here that Moses learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptian and was mighty in words and deeds.
他虽然能够有这么大的特权，
even though he was so privileged,
在皇宫中是一个有地位有表现的一个年轻人。
He was a young man, has a high position in the palace.
但希伯来书告诉我们，
but Hebrews tells us,
他没有被那个腐朽特权的生活所腐化。
He was not corrupted by this kind of life.
他不是一般的高干子弟啊。
He wasn't like a child of a high official privilege.
对。
A spoiled child.
他知道他自己是谁。
He knew who he was.
他就立志要为他自己的同胞来找一个新的出路。
He was determined to find a new way out for his own people.
因为在那个时候，这一群犹太从原来从应许之地到埃及来寄居的这一群犹太人，已经变成埃及法老王的奴工。
Because that time, this group of Jewish people who were sojourning in Egypt, they turned into slaves, serving. The palace of Pharaoh.
按照圣经告诉我们，这个时候大概已经过了430年了。
According to the Bible, it's about 430 years since they arrived.
那他就要起来来拯救他自己的同胞。
So he was going to rise up and save his own people.
刚刚那段话里头就告诉我们，他原来是想要救他们，结果没有想到他的同胞还以为他要杀他，所以他听了，哦，你要杀我，像昨天你杀那个埃及人。那他自己知道埃及的法律杀人偿命的。
And so the passage you read, it talked about he was going to save his own people, but his people misunderstood him, thought he was going to kill them like he killed the Egyptians the previous day. So he knew he was in trouble because under the law of Egypt that he will have to die for taking a life.
他有爱神的心，有一个雄心大志，要为神好好干一场。
He has a love for God. He wanted to work, do a great work for God.
但是好像这个时候他非但没有办法替神好好轰轰烈烈干一场， 相反的，他变成一个亡命之徒，逃啊。
And actually, right now he wanted to do some great work for God, but in the end he had to run away and escape.
没想到这一逃。
And now he escaped.
又四十年。
Another 40 years passed.
他在那个旷野里头牧羊人，就变成一个牧羊人了。
He became a shepherd in the wilderness.
那么这样子耗掉他整个的一生。
And it seemed that he wasted his whole life there.
所以你如果读过他的诗篇90篇。
If you read Psalm 90.
在那个有名的诗篇里面，他有一个叹息。
In that famous psalm, there is a groaning of his.
他怎么叹息呢？他说，人的一生是70岁。
He said, the length of man, the years of man are 70 years.
若是强壮，可以到80。
If you're strong, you can live to 80.
其中所精华的，也不过是劳苦、愁烦，转眼成空。
And if you, what you can boast of is just labor and worries, and it will all fly away.
他虽然有过辉煌的头四十年，
even though he had a brilliant first 40 years,
他也有非常平淡的又四十年。
And then he lived a rather flat and boring life for another 40 years.
所有的雄心壮志，在羊的面前全部磨得干干净净。
All his ambitions were taken out before the flocks.
对吧？所以在这个时候，他说我已经到了我人生结束了。
So at this time he claimed this is now the end of my life.
所以你就知道他这个时候80岁的他其实是蛮消沉的。
And so you know that he's at 80 years old now, and he's quite down and depressed.
但是他做梦没有想到，就在他认为他这一生到此为止了，结果神再向他显现。
Just at the time when he was least expecting it, he wouldn't dream that now God would appear to him again.
神呼召他。
God called him.
在荆棘的火焰中向他显现。
And God appeared in fire from the bushes.
那为什么我们年轻的弟兄可能你不知道为什么这个事情很稀奇？
And so for the younger brethren, why you think this is not so amazing?
在那个旷野的地方，
In that wilderness,
那除了石头还是石头。
Apart from stones, you have more stones.
那偶尔有一些 bushes, 这些荆棘长在这个像沙漠一样的地方。
And so it's like a desert, so occasionally you find bushes of thorns and briars.
沙漠的风一吹，那这些荆棘就会卷成一个卷，一个很大很大的卷。
And so when the wind blows in the desert, these bushes or these thorns will roll up in a big roll.
然后闪电如果打到的话，
And if there was a lightning,
这个荆棘就着火，
And this bush will set fire.
然后就烧成灰，
And they'll be burned into ashes.
在旷野混了40年的摩西这种事情看多了。
And so he spent 40 years, Moses, there he saw many happenings like this.
可是今天不一样。
But today is different.
今天这一团火烧得烈，那一团荆棘居然没有烧坏。
And today this fire was burning very brightly, and then yet the bushes was not burned.
这是他这辈子没看过的。
And this is something he never saw.
他就走近前去，想看看到底怎么回事，这一团荆棘那么神奇。
So he went forth to investigate why the bush was not burned.
他就听见一个声音。
Then he heard a voice.
摩西，摩西，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Moses, Moses, take off your shoes right now.
因为你站的地方是圣地。
Because you're standing in the holy ground.
这代表什么意思？
What does this mean?
古代谁穿鞋，谁光脚。
And in ancient time, who would wear sandals and who would have bare feet?
老板是穿鞋的，奴仆是光脚的。
The bosses would be wearing the sandals or shoes, and the slaves would be barefooted.
所以这个原来是埃及像王子一样尊贵的这个摩西，这个时候他要把他的脚上的鞋脱下来。
And so this Moses, who had been a prince in Egypt, so in place of honor, now he need to take off his sandals.
所以摩西脱鞋就代表他在这一个荆棘火焰中向他说话的这位天使谦卑下来。
So the action of taking off his sandals represent that him being humble before the one who's speaking to him from the bush.
那段对话我就不去重复了。
I will not repeat the conversation there.
总而言之，在那段对话里面，神呼召他要用他来做后面四十年神要他做的事。
Anyhow, God is speaking through the fire in the bush to call him out to for the work that he's going to do for the next 40 years.
他一面是神要他把这一群以色列人从埃及的法老手下带领出来。
On the one hand, God wants him to take out the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh.
神说得很清楚。
God clearly said,
我的子民。
You will be my people.
你们这一群人是我的国度。
And you are my kingdom.
而且你们要做我的祭司。
And you will be my priests.
这是神在以色列人面前做的宣告。
And this is what God proclaimed before the Israelites.
神也把他的诫命借着摩西传给这差不多200万人的样子。
And God gave these people His laws and ordinances through Moses.
他们站在西乃山那个山谷中。
And they stood in the valley of Sinai.
圣经形容那一天是一个非常可怕的日子。
And the Bible describes that day as a terrible day.
有地震。
There was earthquake.
有雷轰。
There was thunder.
有闪电。
And there were lightnings.
有冒烟。
There were smokes.
因为地震，山上的沙土就要倒下来，那个烟是很大的。
And because of the earthquakes, there was rocks and coming down from the mountains, and it was great smokes.
所以这两百万人在那里看到这样可怕的局面。发抖啊。
So there were 2 million people looking at the scene and they were trembling.
然后在这个中间耶和华向他们显现摩西把十诫颁布给他们。
So God appeared in this condition and gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
设想你如果在他们中间。
Just imagine if you were among them.
你在那样的一个情况之下。
Under such a situation.
你要跟神怎么样表态啊。
What would you say to God?
啊。当然。凡耶和华所吩咐的
of course,
我们都要遵守
whatever the Lord God said we will follow
对不对神是这样的一位、
right?
严肃的神威严的神
this is such an awesome and solemn God
所以那一天没有一个人会在神的面前有第二个思想都是一心一意的要照耶和华所颁布的律法来侍奉耶和华。
So on that day, nobody would have a second thought about following God's command as they were given to them.
是，每一次我们特会完以后，我相信每一个弟兄姊妹也有相同的心境在神的面前。神啊，过去我们对不起你，现在我们悔改。从今天起，我们要好好爱主。
And it's just like after each conference, I believe every brothers and sisters will say, from today on, now we will repent, we will follow and love the Lord.
是，我们的许愿都是很好的一件事。
It's a good thing for us to make a vow like this.
但是神知道人心啊。
But God knows man's heart.
所以他要考一考。
So he want to give them a test.
对吧？所以弟兄姐妹，你们彼此要说 vow 的时候，你就要考一考对方到底这个话可靠不可靠。
So brothers and sisters, if you are giving vows to each other, you need to test each other out to see whether they are trustworthy.
所以那天神就给他们出了一个很简单的考题，但是不好回答。
So God gave them a very simple test, but it wasn't easy for them to answer.
神又把摩西叫到山上去了。
So God called Moses up to the mount again.
对吧？他们就在山下等啊。
So they were waiting at the foot of the hill.
等一天
They waited one day.
一个礼拜
A week.
没有消息
No news.
等过人没有
Have you ever waited for someone before?
那个时候没有 cell phone. 我们打一下你在干嘛
There was no cell phone to check what are you doing now?
他们在那里就是等啊
So they just kept waiting.
一个礼拜过了两个礼拜过了
A week
三个礼拜过了
passed, 2 weeks, 3 weeks passed.
你知道等人心里面就会想事情了。
You know when you're waiting, you have all kinds of thoughts that come to your mind.
怎么他没来啊
？How come he's not here yet？
是不是山上有老虎啊
？Is there a tiger? Are there tigers on the mountain？
胡思乱想，想了一大堆的事。
You have these ridiculous thoughts going through your mind.
对不对？所以他们等了那么多天都没有消息，他们急了，他们就去找摩西的哥哥亚伦了。
So after waiting for so many days, there was no news. They were anxious. They didn't know what to do. They went to Moses' brother, Aaron.
因为我们人就有一个难处，就是等，我们的肉体等不了的。
We as human beings, we can't wait.
我们等到一个程度，就要说 do something， 就要做一些事情。
When we wait to a certain point, we have to do something.
好了，那犹太人跟中国人一样聪明啊。
The Jews are just like Chinese. They are very smart.
对吧？
Right?
他们就说怎么办呢？
They said, what should we do now?
我从来这段时间没有懂过为什么摩西的哥哥就说哎，你们奉献了。
I never understood why this happened. Aaron asked the people to give their offerings.
那大家都愿意奉献，只要能够解决问题，奉献没问题。
Everybody was willing to give their offerings as long as you can solve the problem.
金耳环、金戒指、金项链，全部奉献。
The gold earrings, the gold rings, the gold necklaces, they're all take it out to offer to them.
这都是他们埃及捞来的嘛。
And this is what they take from Egypt, their neighbors.
现在。奉献了。
Now they take it out to offer to God.
居然亚伦把它通通丢在炉子里面一烧，哦，跑出来一个金牛。
And then Aaron put it in the into fire, and then it came out a golden calf.
你如果去读那段历史，是很稀奇的一段历史。
If you read that part of the history, it's a really interesting part of history.
四十天前，200万人站在西奈山的底下向耶和华许愿。凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都一定遵守。
Just 40 days prior to that, they were standing on the foot of Sinai, and they claimed to God, whatever God commanded us, we will do.
神考验他们一下。
Now God give them a little test.
你就会发现，他们就做出一条金牛。
And you find that they came up with this golden calf.
你注意听。
Listen.
从亚伦的嘴里说什么？
What are the words that came out from the mouth of Aaron?
这就是带领我们出埃及的谁？
This,
什么神？
This is the one who brought you us out from Egypt.
这就是带领我们出埃及的耶和华。
This is the Jehovah who brought you out from Egypt.
然后他们就开始献祭了。
And they started to give sacrifices.
他们就开始守节了。
And they keep their feasts.
他们凡是应该怎么样侍奉的，因为这位说话的是谁？是亚伦，是大祭司啊。
So whatever they did, because the one who spoke was the high priest Aaron.
所以他们在那里好像在干嘛？
It seems that what were they doing?
他们在侍奉谁呀？
It seems like they were serving who?
在侍奉耶和华。
It seems like they were serving Jehovah God.
神的名字是对的。
The name of God was right.
献的祭也是对的。
The sacrifice they offered was correct.
对不对？他们献的是牛是羊啊。
They sacrificed the oxen and the lamb.
对不对？守的节也是对的。
They kept the feast and they were all right.
所以那一下本来所有的焦虑，在这一个敬拜之中、诗歌之中，每一个人都心安理得。
So all the anxiousness that they were feeling in this kind of worship and the sacrifice and their songs, now they feel calm and settle down.
对不对？本来的那一种焦虑就没有了。
All the anxiousness they were feeling disappeared.
圣经用几个字，英文怎么翻译我不知道几个啊，中文是八个字。坐下吃喝起来玩耍，太棒了。
And so, in the Bible, it tells us that they sat down to eat and drink, and they get up to
dance.
They get up and dance.
对吧？喜乐平安充满我们整个的会众。
And they were filled with peace and joy.
大家都觉得什么？
What they were feeling?
嗯，耶和华在我们中间嘛。
Jehovah God was.Is among us.
我们献了祭，神悦纳。
Now we gave him offered a sacrifice. He was pleased.
从老到小，没有一个人不觉得不安的。
From the oldest to the youngest, not even one of them felt uneasy.
整个这一大群人中间都是非常的平安喜乐。
And the whole crowd, all of them felt peace and joy.
对吧？
Right?
这是圣经中告诉我们的事情。
This is what the Bible told us.
现在当斯蒂凡讲这个故事的时候，
When Stephen told the story,
已经过了多少年了？
How many years have passed?
1500年了，对不对？
1500 years.
这是一个老的故事。
This is an old story.
可是当他来讲摩西的历史的时候，就把这件事情放在这里。
But when he's telling the story of Moses, he put this incident here.
而他在这段话的里头常常出现的一个词汇，你注意看。
And pay attention, in this passage, there is a word that came up frequently.
一次是在35节。
One time is verse 35.
这摩西就是百姓弃绝说等等等等。
This Moses whom they rejected, etc.
看到没有？这里讲了弃绝这两个字。
The word rejected was used.
然后你到了39节。
Now we come to verse 39.
我们祖宗不肯听从，反弃绝他。
Whom our fathers would not obey, but rejected.
对不对？
Right?
那么到后面，我们刚刚也念了，在51节，你们这因着景象。 心悦未受割礼的人时常抗拒圣灵，你们祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。
And verse 51, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you.
所以你从这整个的这一个见证词里头，你看到一件事情。
So from the whole testimony, you see one thing.
一面你看到摩西。 站在神这一边，代表神说话。
On one hand, you can see Moses standing on God's side and speaking for God.
而另外一面是整个的以色列的这一大群从埃及出来的神的选民。
On the other side is the whole crowd of Israelites, and they came out from Egypt.
他们表态，我们要侍奉耶和华。
They made their stand and said that we will serve Jehovah God.
但是在这个考试的里面，你看见。 他们有没有侍奉耶和华呢？
But in that test, did you see them serving God?
表面上是有的。
It looks like they were serving God
对不对?
On the surface.
当他们献祭给那一个金牛犊的时候，名字是耶和华，献祭也是照着耶和华的吩咐，守节也是照着耶和华的吩咐。表面看起来都是照本子办事，照本子办事。
All the things that they did, they were offering sacrifices, keeping the feast, and serving to the God named Jehovah. Everything looked like they were doing going by the letters.
你要注意，历史上过去有一个有名的人叫做马克思，对吧？
And you know, in past history, there's a famous person named Marx.
马克思讲过一句名言。
He said a famous quote.
宗教是人民的鸦片。
He said, religion is
the opium
of the people.
这句话严格的说，他当然他讲这句话的是另外一个角度讲的。
Of course, when he spoke these words, he's coming from another angle.
因为他站在无神论的眼光来讲这件事。
Because he was taking the stand of an atheist to look at this matter.
但是我今天要让你们看见，即使我们有神的人。
But today I want you to see, even we who have God,
宗教仍然是一个鸦片。The
religion is still like opium.
我不知道你听得懂听不懂。I
don't know whether you understand.
我慢慢解释给你听。I
will slowly explain it to you.
你看他们在这里有没有宗教？Look
at them. Do they have a religion here?
宗教就是讲人来敬拜神嘛，这个是宗教。This
religion is all about men worshiping God. That's a religion.
在这个金牛的面前，他们在那里敬拜耶和华。And
before this golden calf, they were worshiping Jehovah God.
他们可以坐下吃喝起来玩耍，一片喜乐，一阵平安。
They could sit down and eat and drink and get up to dance and sing, and that's and filled with peace and joy.
对吧
？Right.
但是只有一位不喜欢。
But there's only one who did not delight in this.
谁
？Who was that?
西乃山上的耶和华。
That's the Jehovah God upon the top of Mount Sinai.
他们在那里侍奉耶和华，但是耶和华却极为拒绝。
They were serving the Lord God, and yet the Lord God was rejecting them.
你看到他的矛盾没有？
Do you see this conflict?
好，这件事。
Upon this matter.
后来怎么 settle 的，我也不去重复。你在出埃及记，你可以看到民数记也有。
I will not go into detail about the result of this. You can go read in the Bible yourself.
这个问题。
This question.
不单单发生在摩西的时代。
Not only happened at the time of Moses.
这个问题我们刚刚读了列王记。 上也读了列王记下，有没有？
And so this same problem, we read the First Kings and Second Kings.
这个金牛的问题，在耶罗波安的时候又出现了。
This problem of the golden calf appeared again the time of Jeroboam.
一直延续到他们被掳。
Until the time when they were taken captive and they lost the kingdom.
还是一样。
And it was still the same.
对吗？
right?
有没有在讲到这里，你有没有已经昏过去了？
Are you fainting yet?
我要你眼睛打开来看啊，耳朵竖起来听啊。
I need you to open your eyes and open your ears.
这个金牛的问题是一个在犹太人整个的历史里头从来没有解决的问题。
This problem of the golden calf in the whole history of the Jews has never been resolved.
最形象的说法就是他们惧怕耶和华，侍奉耶和华。
Most concretely, we say that they are in fear of their Lord God.
然后又同时又侍奉什么？偶像。
But at the same time, they serve idols.
啊，所以脚踏两条船。
So they were stepping on both sides.
那你
of the boat?
Two boats.
They were stepping on two boats.
啊，对对对，不是站在一条船的两边，不是这个意思。
It's not on the same boat. They are stepping on two different boats.
对，为什么？
Why?
以前我小的时候，父母亲也好，或者老师也好，告诉我们谁拜偶像。
When I was little, my parents would tell me who are the people who worship idols.
嗯，是乡下老太婆。
And only the uneducated old woman.
对，他们没有知识，所以他们就去迷信拜偶像。
They were uneducated. They are superstitious. That's why they worship the idols.
父母也这样告诉我。老师也是这样告诉我。
My parents would tell me this, my teachers would tell me this.
那后来，长大了，长到了美国来了。
So I grew up, I came to the United States.
然后我就发现，不是哦，在拜偶像有博士的。
And then that's not the case. I realized that there are people who had a doctorate degree and they would worship idols.
还有党的干部的。
And the party members.
一面讲无神论，他照样到庙里面磕头烧香的。
On the one hand, they
烧头香的。
And they claim that they are atheists, but on the other hand, they go to the temples and worship with the incense.
所以我就很 puzzled 了。
So I was very puzzled.
看看圣经，哇，这些这么聪明，神的上帝的选民，犹太人，他们绝对不会比中国人笨嘛，他们一定也是很聪明的嘛，怎么搞的偶像就纠缠不清呢？
So I look at the Bible, I look at these chosen people of God. They are smart people. They are chosen by God. And why are they still continue meddle in the matter of the idols?
而十诫头两诫就说得很清楚了嘛。
And the first two commandments of the ten were very clear.
我是耶和华，在我以外没有别的神。
I'm the Lord God. There's no other God besides me.
你们不可以雕刻任何的偶像。
You are not to carve any of the images to worship.
对不对？这是写得很清楚在十诫里头。
Very clearly written in the Ten Commandments.
可是犹太人说是答应神，我们要侍奉耶和华。
And yet the Jews, they claim that they will serve God.
可是你看见的历史。
But if you look at history,
是一个混杂的历史。
It's a very mixed history.
一面有耶和华。
On the one hand, there is Jehovah God.
另一面你也看到什么？
On the other hand, you see
偶像。
The idols,
对不对？
Right?
这个是从创世纪一直到启示录，你都看到同样的事情。
Actually, starting from Genesis all the way through Revelations, you see the same thing.
就是圣经所说的，日光之下没有新思。
It's just like what is said in the Bible. There's nothing new under the sun.
用今天的土话来讲，上有政策，下有对策。
So in using today's words, when there's a policy, there's a way to deal with that.
到底是人笨呢，还是人聪明呢？
You would ask whether men are smart or are they foolish?
我很长的时间就脚看不出他的秘密在哪里，偶像的秘密，他怎么那么迷人？
So for a long time, I was puzzled. I couldn't put my finger on why this idol was so attractive.
在座有的人大概听过我做过我以前的一个见证，你听过，你再重复忍耐一次。
And so some of you heard me testify, share this before. Please be patient and listen to it again.
我在这件事情上是怎么认识的。
And so if you haven't heard, I will listen how I gain my understanding on this matter.
我昨天告诉你，我以前学的是森林。
And so I told you yesterday, I studied, majored in forestry.
后来在一个森林的一个大的公司，工作16年。
And so later on, I worked in a large company for 16 years.
那有十年呢，我是搞木材。
For 10 years, I dealt with timber.
前面六年呢，我是搞纸浆。
And for the first 6 years, I dealt with paper making, paper material.
那个后10年去搞木材的时候呢, 我就是把一些美国的, 像我们外面很多森林, 对不对? 很多漂亮的树。
And so the last 10 years, I deal with the woods, like the trees here.
那我就, 那个时候我们的公司就把这些木材, 出口到国外去, 到日本, 到中国, 到许多的不同的,
So at that time, my company would export this timber to Asian countries like Japan and China and different countries.
对，那么我有几年呢，就把美国的一些木材卖到台湾去。
And so for a few years, I would export this timber to Taiwan.
有一个树种，这边没有，这边哎，这边应起码这个地附近没有看到。
And there is one particular species of tree that there's not found here.
那个叫 red cedar, 叫做
It's called red cedar tree.
刺柏, 我们中文翻译的刺柏.
It's the red cedar tree.
那么美国的使用呢, 就是做这个屋顶啊, 做这个sauna里面的这个地板啊, 墙板啊, 这个非常耐腐朽。
In the United States, we use this type of wood to make the shingles on the roof and make the inner panels of a sauna.
那这是，但是到了国外去的时候呢，那就不一定了。
So if these wood were exported to outside, then they were used for different uses.
在台湾用的时候呢？
In Taiwan,
做棺材。
They're used to make coffins.
因为这个木材很大。
Because they are big logs.
又香。
And they smell good.
又不容易朽坏,
and they were hard to corrupt.
所以很多人拿去就到棺材板。
So a lot of people use the material for making coffins.
有一年就卖的好多好多。
So there's this one year they were selling really good and great amount.
那老板就问我, 台湾死了很多人吗?
So my boss asked me, are there a lot of people dying in Taiwan?
所以你去调查调查有没有死很多人。
Why don't you go and find out, investigate what's going on there?
结果我去调查，没有啊，大家活得好得很。
So I went there and looked around, and they were all living well. They were not dying.
为什么买了这么多这个木材呢？
So why did they import so much timber?
那这个木材商就带我去参观了。
And so the businessman there took me around.
他们拿去干嘛？
What did they use it for?
那个大概是在八六。
It was around 1986, around that time period.
那个时候是台湾发的时候。
That was the time when Taiwan was prosperous.
我一个朋友他开一个公司就叫马上发。
I have a friend who had a company. He named it Get Rich Quickly.
对，人人都想发，而且发得快。
Everybody wants to get rich very quickly.
那怎么样能够发得快呢? 那就是八仙过海, 各选神通。
And so how would you get rich very fast? And each person would have a different trick.
那大部分人就去找神明了。
And most people would go for the gods.
啊，算什么紫微斗数啊, 这个那个的, 各有各的招法。
And they would go for fortune tellers and all kinds of horoscope or anything.
好, 那个时候呢? 这个木材就很好卖啊。
And so at that time, timber was doing well.
你们猜他们买去干嘛？
Do you know what they were using it for?
雕刻偶像。
They were carving idols.
哇，那个木材是很好雕刻的木头。
And that wood was good for the carving.
都做成偶像。
And they would carve these images of idols.
哇，这个木材不是去做棺材，是做偶像。
So this wood was not used for coffins, but for idols.
然后就告诉我一个故事。
And I was told a story.
我们台湾人啊，做好这个偶像以后， 就跟这个偶像许愿。
And he said, we Taiwanese, after we finish making this idol, we would take a vow with this idol.
偶像。
And idols.
你让我小发, 我就给你穿金衣。
And if you let me make a small fortune, I will give you gold clothing.
对，那你看起来很体面了。
And that will look very good and respectable.
你如果让我大发。
And if you let me make a bigger fortune,
不但给你穿金装, 还要给你盖个大庙。
And not only I'll give you golden clothing, I will build a temple for you.
但是你如果不让我发,
And but if you would not let me find a fortune, find my own fortune,
第一次割鼻子, 去你的威风。
The first time I will cut off your nose so that you will lose your glory.
第二次, 你如果还不让我发，我割你耳朵。
The second time, if you still won't let me find my fortune, I will cut off your ears.
事不过三。
And so it will not more than won't be more than three times.
第三次还不给我发的话。
If for the third time you won't allow me to find my fortune.
脑袋搬家。
I'm going to behead you.
所以他的木材商告诉我，你的木材很多都在淡水河边。
So the businessman is telling me that a lot of your timber actually floating in the river by the side of Taiwan, Taipei.
哦，我说原来畅销是这么个畅销法。
So I find out why the business was doing so well.
是那天我听的时候也是跟大家一样，反应是好笑。
And so when I was listening that day, I had the same reaction. I laughed.
但是我正在笑的时候，里面忽然间触动。
But as I was laughing, suddenly there is a touching in my heart.
我多年在寻找。偶像的奥秘是什么？
So for years I've been seeking the mystery about this idol.
偶像为什么不但迷那些不没有信神的人，也迷信神信我们信仰耶和华的人，也有拜偶像的事。犹太人是典型的例子。
So why is this idol so attractive to those who are not educated, those superstitious people, but at the same time also attractive to those of us who are so-called God worshippers?
不太对。
Or we who believe in God.
对， 是信仰真神的人也拜偶像。
People who believe in the true God also worship idols.
对，这是重点。
And this is the key point.
没有信神的人，他们拜偶像，这个没什么好说的。
For those people who don't believe God, of course they worship idols. There's nothing to talk about.
我不懂的是为什么侍奉真神的人一样可以拜偶像。
I do not understand why people who serve the true God, they at the same time they still worship idols.
也就是说，这个金牛的奥秘在哪里？
What is the mystery about this golden calf?
这是整个的焦点。
And this is the focal point.
请问那个对话
Let me ask you, this conversation,
你好好想一想
think about it.
你如果答应我的祷告
if you answer my prayer,
我给你还愿
I will pay my vow, pay for my vow.
对吧？你如果没有答应我的祷告
and if you didn't listen to my prayer,
我警告你
I am warning you.
三次以后我换一个。
After three times, I will switch you out for another.
我们听起来很好笑。
It seems funny.
但是那里却说出一个秘密。
But it tells us of this secret.
人聪明不聪明？
Are men smart?
啊？你们都不明白过偶像，所以你们都不敢答，是不是？还是
You never worshipped an idol before, that's why you can't answer me, is that right?
人太聪明了。
Men are too smart.
人要的神是什么神？
What kind of God that man wants?
啊，在那段对话的里头。
In that conversation.
谁是神？
Who is God?
啊？
Men.
真聪明啊。
Men are so smart.
在那个对话里头。
In that dialogue.
你在那里拜的是，那个是偶像，但是神是谁？是我。
The idol is there that you're worshipping, but who is God? God is me.
你照我的意思，我赏你。
You do according to my will, and I will reward you.
你不照我的意思，我警告你。
If you're not doing according to my will, I am warning you.
最后弃绝你。
And I will reject you.
对吧？所以说到底，人喜欢神，人不是不要神，人要神的。
And men, it's not that men will not like God. Men actually want and need God.
但是我们要的神
But the God that we want
是听我话的神
is a God who will listen to me and obey me.
懂了没有？
Do you understand?
好，偶像你如果去查这个字
If you look up the word idol
这个字它的原来的意思叫做 projection
The original meaning of the word idol is projection.
我们唱诗不是用 projector 把那个诗歌打在荧幕上吗？
And that's just like we project a hymn onto the screen.
这个 projection, 这个就是偶像的真正的意思。
This word, the true meaning of the word idol is the word projection.
你想想看，我们中国人喜欢什么？
So think about it. What do we Chinese like?
或者全世界的人喜欢什么？
Or even people of the whole world, what do they like?
钱
money
所以你把钱 project 出去
so you project money out
那个神叫什么
what is that the name of that god
财神爷
it's the money god
有了钱
with this money,
你要吃
and then you eat,
对吧？你把吃才投影出去
and you project this eating, this food out,
那就是灶神爷
and then you have the kitchen god,
吃了死了怎么办？
and if
要长寿
if you eat too much and you die and you want a long life,
那你把长寿 project 出去那是什么？
so you project this long life,
寿星公
And it's the long life God.
对不对？有钱有
longevity. You have money.
有寿
And you have a long life.
还要土地啊。
And you want land.
要盖房子啊。
And you want to build a house.
所以你就把土地投影出去，那是什么？
And you project that too.
啊，土地公嘛。
And so you have a God for your land.
所以众神。
So all these many gods.
随你心里所喜欢的。
According to your preference.
你就投影上去。
You project them.
你就造出一个什么？
And you create this.
神呢？
You create this god.
所以我们中国人有一个本书叫做《封神榜》。
In the Chinese, there's a classic book. It's a list of all gods. Sorry.
A list of man-made gods.
A list of man-made gods.
对，你到印度去，你也看到，哎呀，那个偶像，满城都是啊。
And if you go to India, you see the whole city is filled with many gods.
比老中有过之而无不及啊。
It's even more in number than the Chinese gods.
啊，你其实这是整个人类的共同现象。
This is actually a common phenomenon for the whole human race.
以前犹太人在埃及做奴隶。
In the past, the Israelites were slaves in the land of Egypt.
对不对？那个十个灾，神咒诅他们以色列人的时候，那个十个灾其实都是以色列人拜的偶像。
And so those plagues that God gave to the Egyptians, they were all the idols that they were worshiping.
所以人是敬拜的动物。
So men are beings who like to worship.
但是
are worshippers.
人喜欢拜的神跟真神要我们敬拜是两码子事。
But the God that men like to worship is completely different from the God who wants us to worship.
所以当十诫被颁布的时候
So when the Ten Commandments were given out
神第一条告诉我们我是耶和华在我以外没有别的神
So the first one God said I am the Lord God There is no others beside me
但是到了第二诫
And when we come to the second commandment
他马上警告他们
Immediately he warned them
不可以雕刻任何的偶像来拜对吧
Do not carve for yourself any image or idols
那这条跟第一条放在一起是什么意思
So put these two commandments together, what does it tell us?
他不是对外邦人说你们不可以雕刻偶像来敬拜，他是对神的选民来说这句话。
He's not telling the Gentiles not to carve out images, but he's telling to the chosen people of God, do not carve out any images.
也就是说，人有一个聪明。
That is to say, men have this intelligence.
这个聪明是我们要侍奉耶和华。
This intelligence says that we will serve Jehovah God.
但是这个耶和华以金牛来代表。
But this Jehovah God is represented in this golden calf.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
而这个东西可以持续从摩西的时代一直持续到他们王国。
And this can,
南朝北朝都一样
This can go on from the time of Moses until the time of two kingdoms, northern and southern, until the time of the fall of the kingdom.
你看这个控诉
You look at this accusation.
他讲完这个件事情以后
after he,
就是这个金牛以后
After he talked about the matter of golden calf,
他马上引用了
He immediately quoted.
在讲话的这个斯蒂凡之前大概七八百年之前有一个先知他的名字叫阿摩斯
About 700 or 800 years before the time of Stephen, that is a prophet Amos.
他就说了一个很重很重的话。
He said some very severe words.
你看，刚刚我们念过。
We just read those words.
他们造了金牛，这是41节说的。
This is verse 41, it says.
但是第42节，你看神的反应。
Verse 42, the reaction of God.
神就转脸不顾。任凭他们侍奉天上的日月星辰 正如先知，那就是阿摩斯。
And so verse 42 says, Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven as it is written in the book of the prophets, and that is Amos.
他说什么？
What did he say?
以色列家，你们四十年在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？
Did you offer me slaughtered animals and sacrifices during 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel?
他们四十年抬什么？
What did they do for 40 years?
他们抬的是从犹太人从摩西得到的话是耶和华的会幕对吧
What they were carrying was the tabernacle of God from Moses' words.
那的原文叫做见证的帐幕
And that was the tent of testimony.
然后里面有的是见证的约柜
And inside of it is the Ark of Covenant.
这是犹太人心目中所认识的
And this is what the Jews know in their heart.
但是神的先知说话的时候是完全两码子事情
But yet, when God's prophet spoke, these are totally different.
你们第43节
Verse 43.
你们抬着末落的帐幕和礼翻神的心。
It says, You also took up the tabernacle of Moloch and star of your god Ramphan.
这都是外邦偶像的名字。
These are the names of the Gentile gods.
就是你们所造为敬拜的像，因此我要把你们迁到巴比伦外去。
Images which you made to worship, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
换言之。
In other words,
你看到两条线。
You look at these two parallel lines.
在摩西这个时候，这两条线，它的差别是天差地远。
At the time of Moses, these two lines are different as heaven and earth.
他们认为我们是凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都要遵守。
What they consider themselves that they will do whatever the Lord God has commanded them to do.
但是神一考他们，就考出他们的原相。
But as soon as God put the test out for them, then they have their real state exposed.
是，他们按照山上的样式建了会幕。
Truly, they build the tabernacle according to the pattern on the mount.
但是
，and yet，
他们侍奉的生活，他们献的祭。
The life of service and the sacrifices they offer.
你从先知的眼光来讲他的时候
looking from the view of the prophets and talking about this.
是不是天差地远
Isn't it as different as heaven and earth?
啊
Isn't it as different?
看出来没有
Do you see this?
这个你一定要看出来啊
You must see this.
他们都认为我们侍奉谁
They all think who they are worshiping.
啊耶和华
They thought they were worshiping God, the Lord God Jehovah.
是按照山上启示的样式在献的祭啊。
Offering sacrifices according to what's given to us on the mount.
就是这个会幕啊。
And God's presence among us is through this tabernacle.
也曾经在这会幕向我们显示过。
The glory of God has shown to us through this tabernacle.
所以在这些人的心目中，我们是上帝的选民。
And so in their hearts, they think they are the chosen people of God.
全世界要认识耶和华，就是我们犹太人这里才。有这个启示的。
The whole world, if they want to know God, it's only us that we, Israelites, we have the revelation from God.
我们有最正宗的。
We have the most,
我们有山上的启示。
We have the most, the traditional,
orthodox
one. We have the most orthodox, we have the pattern on the mount.
他们可以理直气壮地告诉全世界。
And they have all the reasons on their side.
我们是上帝的选民。
We are the chosen people of God.
我们的祖宗是亚伯拉罕。
Our ancestor is Abraham.
我们有摩西的律法。
We have the laws of Moses.
有神的圣言。
We have the word of God.
我们是一起来侍奉耶和华的。
We serve God together.
但是神借着他的先知所做的控诉是完全不行，另外一回事情。
And yet this accusation that God spoke through the prophets is completely different.
这个问题不是仅仅发生在摩西的时代。
This problem did not occur only at the time of Moses.
发生在耶罗波安的时代。
It happened at the time of Jeroboam.
然后一直延续王国以后，照样不改。
And it continued on after the fall of the kingdoms, and they didn't change.
北国先亡国，因为侍奉偶像。
The northern kingdom fell first because they served idols.
南国后来也是历史重演。
The Southern Kingdom also repeated history.
也就是说，这整个的这个旧约的历史。
So in the whole entire history of the Old Testament.
你可以看到，神的观点 跟人的观点是天差地远。
You see, God's viewpoint and men's viewpoint are different as night and day, as heaven and earth.
有一天，神的儿子亲自来到地上。
One day, God's Son came to the earth himself.
他曾经两次走进圣殿。
Twice he entered into the temple.
大家都在这里敬拜耶和华，这是神在我们中间最具体的表现。
And they were worshiping God there. This is the most concrete showing of God's presence.
有大祭司。
There's a high priest.
有献祭。
And there are sacrifices.
有节日。
And there are the feasts.
有这个烧香的献祭司。
And there were priests burning incense.
应有尽有。
They have everything they needed.
对吧？
Right?
在所有这些犹太人中间，从上到下，没有一个人会怀疑我们的敬拜有什么错的。
And so in all Israel, from top to the bottom, there's no one who would doubt that they are worshiping God there.
只有当神的儿子走进去的时候。
Only when the Son of God entered in.
他的结论跟大家的结论不一样。
His conclusion was different from everyone else's.
他说什么？
What did he say?
你们
You
把我父的殿变成贼窝。
You have turned the house, my father's house into the thief's den.
这些听见的人什么反应？
Those who heard, how did they react?
啊？
How did they react?
这个人不是异端吗？这个人简直是大逆不道。
Isn't he heresy? He's blasphemous.
这么可怕的控诉。
Such an accusation.
但是哪一个是讲真话呢？
But who's telling the truth?
谁讲真话？
Who was telling the truth?
只有耶稣，神的儿子讲了真话。
Only Jesus, the Son of God, he told the truth.
其他都是虚假的。
All the rest are false.
外表看起来都是对的。
It all seemed right from the surface.
对吧？
Right?
圣殿在这里。
The holy temple is here.
祭物在这里。
The sacrifices are here.
大祭司在这里。
The high priests are here.
一切该有的都在这里。
Everything that should be there are there.
只有神的儿子说不，这里是贼窝。
Only the Son of God claimed that this is the thief's den.
好，这是整个这个控诉的内容。
So this is the whole content of the accusation.
大祭司受得了吗？
So how would the high priest tolerate this?
他是站在大祭司的面前答辩的。
And he was answering before the high priest.
你是大祭司，你受得了吗？
If you were the high priest, can you tolerate this?
啊，这个人不干掉还行啊。
I have to take this person out.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
到底斯蒂凡讲什么？
What is Stephen saying?
形式上来看叫做金牛，这是外表来看金牛。
Externally is the golden calf.
从灵里面来看。
Spiritually,
人要的跟神要的一不一样？
What man wants and what God wants, are they the same thing?
一不一样？
Are they the same thing?
两码子事。
Totally different.
犹太人聪明啊。
The Jews are really smart.
上有政策，下有对策啊。
When there's a policy, there is a way to deal with it.
好了。这是两千，对我们来讲，两千年的事。
So for us, this is something happened for the last 2,000 years.
你想外邦人
？The Gentiles. What about the Gentiles?
啊，我们比他们聪明多了吧
？Aren't we smarter than them?
因为我们是回头看，我们应该叫做2020，就是你回头看的话，
because,
一清二楚。
Because the hindsight is 2020 is perfect.
但是你不要忘记
But don't forget,
日光之下没有新事
There is nothing new under the sun
以前怎么样
What happened in the past
今天呢
What about today、
啊、我们不敢讲、哦
We dare not answer
我们是半斤八两啊
We are equal
对吗
Isn't that right?
我们没有敢人，没有人敢说我不信耶稣。
Nobody would say that I don't believe in Jesus.
我们也没有人否认神爱世人。
No one would deny that God so loved the world.
就跟犹太人一样，他们没有人敢
否认耶和华。
Just like the Jews, the Israelites, they would not deny God.
也没有一个祭司敢不侍奉耶和华。
There was no priest who would dare not to serve Jehovah.
他们都是照着本子办事的人。
They all follow it, everything to the letter.
一代传一代，一代传一代，就这么走了千年。
So one generation passed down to the next generation, so they lived for 1,000 years.
可是到底神要的是什么？
But in the end, what does God really want?
是一个外壳呢?
It said a shell on the outside.
还是要里面的内容呢?
Or the content within.
我们的弟兄 Dana 这第一堂他就说得很清楚。我们所谓的基督教的生活, 基督徒的生活。
Our brother Dana has said very clear in his first message, our so-called Christian life.
常常我们抓到的是那个皮囊，就是装酒的那个皮囊。
Oftentimes, what we have is the wineskin.
我们不在乎皮囊里面有什么东西。
And we didn't care what's carried inside of the wineskin.
对吧
？Right?
只要皮囊看起来有模有样，行了。
As long as the wineskin is looking good, then we're okay with it.
我们一代一代都在一样画葫芦，这句话听得懂吗
？So generation after generation, we're copying the same thing down.
只要那个格局都是对的，我们大家都很喜乐，又有饭吃，又有舞跳。
As long as the format is looking good, then we're all happy and joyful. We have something to eat. We can dance.
在这一百年来，最典型的就是所谓成功神学。
And so in the last 100 years, the most classic theology is the prosperity theology, right?
有一本很有名的书。
There is a very famous book.
叫做第四度空间。
It's the fourth dimension.
那位伟大的作者叫做赵荣基啊。
The great writer's name is 赵荣基
Reverend Zhao 他是拥有全世界最大的 mega church
He had the biggest mega church in the world
对不对
Right
80万
800,000 people
800,000 That's correct
Good
他当年的发迹就是这本书第四度的空间
The reason he became prosperous was because of this book The fourth dimension
祷告怎么样蒙答应
How would your prayers be answered?
你不能只是祷告主啊，我要一部汽车，你永远得不到。
And if you pray that Lord, I want a car, then you will never get it.
你要告诉他什么牌子。
You have to tell God what brand you want.
什么颜色。
What color you want.
几个轮胎。
How many tires?
啊，要 specify， 你要讲得很 detail， 那你的祷告就蒙答应。
You have to specify everything, then your prayer will be answered.
所以他的教会就。
And his church grew big.
哇，这里的耶稣就跟圣诞节的圣诞老公公一样。
But Jesus there sounded like Santa Claus.
对吧？有求必应啊。
He will answer every prayer.
要儿子给儿子，要钱给钱。
If you want a son, you have a son. If you want money, you get money.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是近，大概可以这样说吧，60年来最受欢迎的基督教。
And so I can say this for the last 60 years, the most popular branch of Christianity.
在美国
In the United States, in Asia, everywhere, the same.
可是这位赵牧师现在在哪里？你们知道吗
？But do you know where this Reverend Zhao is right now?、
啊、
do you know?
韩国政府逮捕他。
He's imprisoned by the government of Korea.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
你要受人欢迎
If you want to be popular,
你就走这条路
You can walk this path.
传的是耶稣
You are preaching Jesus.
有最大的教会
You have the biggest church.
人人都爱你
Everyone loves you.
你的粉丝遍天下
Your fans will spread through the earth.
对吧
Right?
很成功
Very successful.
美国一大堆这样的人新加坡也有到处都有
A lot of such people in the United States, in Singapore, everywhere.
但是你要注意一件事
You must take note of one thing
你得着了地
The ground that you have gained
你却失去了天
But you have lost the heaven
对吗？你选这是两条线
These are two lines.
从亚伯拉罕一直过来。
You choose from the time of Abraham.
到了摩西是最大的反差，讲的最深刻。
To the time of Moses is the greatest contrast, is to the greatest depth that is described.
不但讲到摩西那个时代，也讲到后来所有的子子孙孙，通通包括在这个里面。
Not only the time of Moses and all the descendants afterwards.
然后接着下去。接着下去
and then it follows.
他就讲到大卫跟所罗门。
He talked about David and Solomon.
这个时候就讲到了圣殿的问题了。
Now he talked about the holy temple.
是。
Yes.
起义要为耶和华建殿的是大卫。
It's David who had the thought to build a temple for the Lord.
神没有让他建。
God did not allow him to build it.
要让他儿子为神建殿。
So he allowed his son to build a temple.
但是说了一句非常重要的话。
But he said these very severe words.
他讲。
He said,
天是我的座位。
The heaven is my throne.
地是我的脚凳。
And earth is my footstool.
你们要为我造何等的殿宇。
What house will you build for me?
什么意思？
What does it mean?
神不住人手所造的殿。
God does not dwell in a man-made temple.
这是神把话说在前面。
Now God has spoken these words ahead of times.
建殿的所罗门懂不懂？他当然懂。
The one who built this temple, Solomon, did he understand? Yes, of course.
但是
But yet,
人喜欢为神做这些事情。
Men like to do these things for God.
因为你要的神是什么神？
Because what kind of God that you want?
住在这里。这个房子里面你这就是你住的地方。
This God who lives in this house, this is God where you live.
看到没有？神是说了再说。
God spoke.
我不住人手所造的殿，讲得清清楚楚。
God spoke very clearly, again and again. He said, I do not live in a house made by man.
可是由古到今，人一直乐此不疲。
But from the ancient time till now, men would keep doing and repeating the same thing. We're not tired of it.
你可以看到，这个殿建了又拆，拆了又建。
You see, this temple was built and then it was destroyed and then they will build it again and destroy again.
照圣经的预言，还有第三个殿会出来了。
And according to the prophecy in the Bible, there will be a third temple will be built.
这个东西也是一样的。
This thing would be the same.
人要的是外表。
What man wants is the externals.
而它里面的酒到底是什么？没有人 ，nobody cares， 没有人关心。
What's this wine within? Nobody cares.
对吧
？Right.
现在在大陆，今年最大的消息是什么
？Now in mainland China, what's the biggest news there?
在基督徒中
this year,
在基督徒
among the Christians.
啊
？Do you know?
伟光镇拆126间教堂啊。
So there's 126 church buildings being taken apart there.
哎，你们中间有人知道不知道这件事？
Do you know? Does anyone know?
很多人我看面目茫然。
You all look
懵查查，不知道有这件事。
You all look dazed and don't know this matter.
三百多个十字架被拆了，126个礼拜堂被拆了。
There were over 300 cross has been taken down, and the church buildings been taken away.
弟兄姐妹为这件事情为神大发热心，要跟来拆的人对着干。
And so brothers and sisters were zealous, and they were going to fight and have conflicts with the one who's done the demolition crew.
第一，这是神住在我们中间。
First, this is God who's dwelling among us.
这是我们的教堂。
This is our church.
等等等等，有一个牧师写了一个遗书，说我要为神殉道。
And so there's a pastor who wrote his will and said, I'm going to be a martyr for this, for God.
是，你从表面来看，这些都是爱主的行动。
Of course, on the surface, these are all actions to show the love for the Lord.
要为耶稣做见证。
They want to testify for Jesus.
神给我们这一个伟大的礼拜堂，就是要为耶稣做见证。
God has given this grand church, and this is for testifying of Him.
但好玩的是，这一群人都是三自教会的。
What's funny is these people are from the Three Selves Church.
他们做梦没有想到，
they
were not dreaming one day. 他们加入三自应该受保护，结果被拆了。
And they didn't dream about this. They joined the Three Self Church and they thought they would be protected. And now they are being taken down and destroyed.
新约的基督徒仍然在旧约的原则里头来敬拜神。
The Christians in the New Testament are still worshiping under the same principle as in the Old Testament.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
我今天讲的大概太深了。
Maybe I'm going into too much depth today.
但是你不管你听得懂听不懂，你先听听，然后求神开我们的眼睛。
Whether you understand it or not, just listen first and may God open our eyes.
你看这里，他们建殿。
Look at here, they are building a temple.
神告诉他，我不住人手所造的殿。
God told them, I do not live in
the temple built by man. 我把我的名字放在这里。
I put my name here.
我在这里听你们的祷告。
I'm listening to your prayers here.
但是你看今天教会什么聚会人最少。
But look at it here in today's church, what meeting has the least attendance?
祷告会吧。
The prayer meetings.
啊
，right?
相对于主日的聚会，那祷告会。
Compared to the Sunday worship.
天差地远嘛。
And the attendance of the prayer meeting is different as heaven and earth.
我们一讲祷告会，大家就昏昏欲睡。
And we talk about prayer meeting, everybody gets sleepy.
比听我讲道还糟糕。
And it's worse than listening to me preaching.
祷告太 boring.
It's too boring to pray.
但是你没有想到，神说我要听你们的祷告。
But you didn't expect God said I will listen to your prayer.
我把我的耳朵放在这里。
I put my ears here.
有没有人在这里为着我的旨意祷告？
Any one of you praying in my will?
而我们好不容易来祷告了。
And so finally we drag ourselves to the prayer meeting.
因为我放了录音机在那里录，到底我们祷告啥名堂？
And if you put a recorder here and record what were we praying about?
你会发现一年五十二个礼拜，基本上我们祷告。脱不离开几件事。
You will realize 52 weeks a year, our prayers are would rarely depart from these few things.
某姐妹病了。
Some sister got sick.
某弟兄儿子出事了。
And certain brother has a problem with the son, or the son has an accident.
某某人被炒鱿鱼了，没有职业了。
And someone who lost a job.
总而言之，我们有很多很多事情在神面前祷告。
There are a lot of things that we bring and pray before God.
但是这些祷告不是说不可以祷。
It's not to say that we cannot pray about these items.
圣经是告诉我们，凡事交托给他。
The Bible does tell us that we give everything to Him.
但是主耶稣教我们祷告的时候
，But when the Lord Jesus teach us to pray,
他说得很清楚。
Very clearly, He told us.
你要先求他的国与他的义。
Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
不要为吃什么穿什么忧虑。
Do not worry about what to eat and what to wear.
这一切你们天上的父怎么样？
All these things your heavenly father will
都知道的。他不知道你在生病吗？
Already knows. Doesn't he know that you've been sick?
他不知道你失了你的 job 吗？
Doesn't he know that you lost your job?
哦呦，是啊，主啊，求你赶快给我解决问题。
Oh yes, Lord, please solve my problem for me quickly.
是对我们这些人来讲很重要。
Yes, these are important for us men.
但是
，But yet，
对神来讲
，For God，
小菜一碟。
These are trivial.
对。翻得好。对神来讲，医治你的病也好，给你一个工作也好。
For God, whether to heal your sickness or giving you a new job.
太容易了。
It's too trivial.
神要的是什么
？What God wants.
摸不到边。
We didn't know. We haven't even come to the edge of it.
对吧
？Right.
所以我们的祷告会变得非常的 boring， 就是因为我们祷来祷去，不过就这几件事情而已。
That's why our prayers become so boring because time after time we pray about the same things.
我们有很好的宗教生活。
We have a very good religious life.
但是我们没有里面的酒。
But there's no wine within.
我们没有那个上面的火。
We don't have the fire upon it.
所以我们就。一年一年，一代一代，就这么两千年过来了。
So year after year, generations after generations, we pass through.
我们说我们信耶稣。
We say that we believe in Jesus.
其实我们的信仰跟古时候犹太人的信仰，以前叫犹太教，今天叫基督教。
Actually, our faith in the past it was Judaism, and now we call it Christianity.
对。叫做换汤不换药。
It's only changing in name, but it hasn't changed the content.
在原则上
，in principle，
古时候如何，今天还是如何。
However, it was the past in the ancient time. It is the same today.
我深深的感觉这篇正道词为耶稣做见证。
I deeply feel that this message testifying for Jesus
不单单在那个时候有意义。
Not only meaningful at that time.
今天到二十一世纪。
Now
还是有同样的意义。
Now to the 21st century, it has the same meaning.
因为
Because
人是一样的。
Men are the same.
整个的问题核心在哪里？
The focus of the problem, where is it?
一个是意象。
The core of the problem, one is a vision.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
意思是什么？
What does it mean?
里面的眼睛被什么？
The inner eyes have been opened.
亮了。
It's brightened.
开始知道属灵是怎么一回事。
They begin to know what it means, the spiritual things.
里面没有亮。
If it wasn't enlightened,
我不管你在哪里都是一样。
No matter where you are, it would be the same.
迟早走走走，就走到另外一条路上去。
Sooner or later, you walk on this way and you go on somewhere else.
摩西里面是透亮的。
And Moses, he's enlightened inside.
但是那两百万人，有几个里面是亮的呢？
But among the 2 million, how many of them are enlightened?
也是凤毛麟角。
Only a few here and there.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你到了新约里面来，你看到最后的七封信不也是一样吗？
You come to New Testament, you see the 7 letters, aren't they the same?
所以我们共同的难题是什么？
We have a common problem.
我们有那个酒囊。
We have this wineskin.
我们常常不知道里面应该装什么。
Oftentimes we don't know what we should carry inside.
所以就变成陈年老酒啦。
So it turned into this old wine.
是喝酒，你要喝陈年老酒。
True, you want to drink this old wine.
主耶稣的生命在我们里面，它是叫做新酒。
But the Lord Jesus, His life within us is the new wine.
新酒的跟老酒之间的差别在哪里？
So what's the difference between the new wine and the old wine?
新酒有膨胀的力量。
This new wine has the force to expand.
对不对？老酒是不会膨胀的。
The old wine will not expand.
今天很多的时候，我们的信仰变成老酒了，已经没有生命力了。
And today our beliefs, our faith has turned into the old wine. It doesn't have the life force in it.
所以，主耶稣里面是何等的迫切。
How urgent is Jesus feeling?
他要我们悔改。
He wants us to repent.
他不是不回来。
It's not that he will not return.
盼望我们醒过来。
He wants us to wake up.
这个醒过来是很关键的问题。
It is the key for us to wake up.
有一年，这大概是五六年前吧。
One year, about 5 or 6 years ago.
江弟兄在 Richmond 释放一篇信息。
Brother Stephen Kong has gave a message.
在那篇信息里面，他说今天教会的地上教会的光景。
In that message, he shared that today's condition on in church on earth.
他用一个字来讲今天地上教会的光景。
He used one word to describe the condition of the church on earth today.
Coma.
Coma. 昏迷。
Coma 就是差什么东西差一步。
So what is coma one step away from?
啊，下 coma 的下一步就是死亡。
The next step from coma would be death.
这是神的老仆人对今天教会的一个诊断。
This is the diagnosis of this old servant of God for today's church.
Coma 什么意思？
What does coma mean?
就是昏迷。
It's unconscious.
对周遭的情况没有任何的反应。
You have no reaction to your surroundings.
对吗？
Right?
你说他死了没死啊？
You say he's dead, but he's not dead.
你说他活了，还有一口气啊。
If you claim that he's alive, he still have breath left in him.
但是没有感觉了。
But he has no feeling.
这是教会现在状态。
This is the condition of today's church.
求神怜悯他的教会。
May God have mercy upon his church.
把我们 wake up, 就是把我们叫醒。
So that he can wake us up.
让我们好好的来向神回转。
So that we could repent before God.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
The Holy Spirit speaks to the church and all those with ears listen.
这句话是七封信重复七次的同样的一句话。
And these are the words repeated seven times in the seven letters.
也就是说，这句话是这七封信的神髓。
And that is to say, this is the canon, the core,
essence.
The essence of the letters.
所以在这个时候，大部分人是听不见的。
At this time, most people, the majority cannot hear.
对吧？
Right?
听却没有听见。看也没有明白。
They hear but cannot hear. They cannot listen, but they look at it but they cannot see.
可是神没有放手。
But God did not let go.
神继续地说。
God continued to say.
然后他说，凡有耳的都应当听。
All who have ears should listen.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
帮我们祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你到今天还在说话。
You still speak today.
只是我们有没有一个可以听见的耳朵？
But whether we have an ear to listen.
为着你的教会。
For your church.
求你把一个能听的耳朵赏给我们。
Give us this ear which can listen.
免得来不及了。
Else we run out of time.
因为我们好像离那个死亡只差一步了。
Because we are seemingly only one step away from death.
求你为你自己的名。
For your name's sake.
救我们到底。
Save us to the end.
让我们脱离这一切外表的宗教。
So that we can be rid of the outward and external
religion. 让我们在里面有一个活的生命。
That we have a living life within.
来响应。
To respond.
你的爱。
To respond to your love.
你的旨意。
To your will.
让我们的生命。
So that our lives.
活的。有意义
can be meaningful.
就是遵循你的旨意而活
That is to follow in your will, walk in your will.
不再体贴自己了
No longer we care for our own preference.
我们说信你
We say we believe in you.
但是其实我们是利用你
But yet we are taking advantage of you.
利用你来做我要做的事
We are taking advantage of you to do what we want.
我们何等瞎眼
How blind we are.
我们真是不认识你
We truly do not know you.
你忍耐我们到今天。
You have suffered a long patience with us.
求你把我们摇醒吧。
Wake us up, Lord.
让我们脱离我们对自己的迷恋。
So that we would get out from our self-love.
摔碎一切的偶像。
Destroy all the idols.
只要你在我们的生命中。
As long as you are in our life.
是我们的真神。
And you are our true God.
我们一切是为着你而活。
That all that we live is for you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
这是教会的呼声。
This is our cry from this church.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be unto you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.